School of the Master, Chapter 4, Lesson 4, Digressing and Getting Results. School of the Master, Lecture 4, Digressing, Getting Results. How do we get results in the School of the Master? How do we get results by digressing? We get results by digressing, by going aside from our busy, active world, going aside from the things that we have allowed ourselves to think about so prominently in our thought system, and think about the reality of who we are. Think about that inner self of who we are. Think about being yourself. Now, who are you? Who am I? Who am I? What kind of a person am I? Am I the fulfillment of every beautiful and good idea that comes into my mind? Or do I have a tendency to digress and get results from digressing and think to myself, why did I digress? Why did I go off the subject? Why did I change my mind for a minute on my thinking system? Why did I allow myself to do that? And then I answer myself, I allowed myself to do that because I allow myself to look at the world and judge it. Whenever I am judging myself or my world, I am digressing. Whenever I am observing, looking at my world, and seeing it through my eyes of purity, of perfection, of joy, of right action, of peace and truth, I have no desire to change it. I have no desire to have my world be different from what it is. I have no desire to see my world jump out and knock me in the face by saying, hey, let's go this way, let's go that way, let's cause this excitement, let's have this drama go on in our world. And whenever I do that, I'm in trouble. Whenever someone says to me, let's go do this, and it's not my choice, it's not my world, I should not have even created that person or any person saying in my life, let's go do that, which is contrary to my highest good. But I find it amusing. I find it enjoyable watching the drama of life. Whether the drama is on the theater, whether the drama is on the television, whether the drama is exposé between myself and people in my world, or whether the drama is just something in my imagination, something that I have at the terror of the night, something as I think about because I have allowed myself to worry over something. Part of that is when I say to myself, I don't feel good. And when I say I don't feel good, I am saying that there is something not harmonious in my body, in my mind, in my affairs. And I will have the result of that not feel good in every area of my being. It won't just be in my body. It'll be in my mind. It'll be in my affairs. It'll be everywhere. When I have not taken control and maintained control and been consistent with my positive thinking and attitude about myself at all times, then somewhere in my life, it comes through as something very unpopular, unhappy, undesirable. And it's me that has allowed it to happen. It is not somebody else who is doing this to me. It is not my environment. It is not the world in which I live. It is me and how I observe who I am, what I am, who is in my world, what is my world, how do I observe my life. When I observe my life from my pure divine point of view, the goodness that exists in my thought, in my beingness, then that's what I have. I have an exact expression of what my thoughts are about, what my attitude's about, what my life is about. And I digress from the truth of my nature by saying, I am sick. I digress from the truth of my nature by saying, I am unwhole. Yes, unwhole, how about that? Every time I digress, every time I go aside from my original purity and integrity, my wholeness and my perfection, the reality of who and what I am, every time I go aside from that, even in the slightest little bit, what is happening to me is that my life takes on the digression. As I see something happening in my world, and I look at it and judge it, then it is happening in my experience. If I see a war in any country, I have a war in my heart. I have a war in my experience. I have a war in my thinking. I cannot see an untoward action in my world. I cannot see something going on that I do not approve of unless it is first going on in me and my life. And this is why it's so tremendously important not to digress from perfection into something less than perfection. Oh, we can digress all we want in truth, in love. Oh, let me tell you about this lovely experience. Oh, let me tell you about that lovely experience. Oh, let me show you how the principle works here. Let me show you. We're digressing. And what do you mean by digressing? We're going away from living it to talking about it. And if we go away from living it to talking about it, what we are doing is we are empowering the experience to be something that is contrary to our highest good. Now, every day of our life, we can say to ourselves the millions of affirmations that we say, and as we say these millions of affirmations, we are confusing ourselves. We are opening up our doorway to judgment. We are opening up our life to making an opinion on something that may not be beneficial to us, that may not be uplifting to us. Now, is this what we want to do? Is this what we want to do? Do we want to put our attention on something that is not necessarily our highest and best? We do it every time we think, I have a crick in my neck. Every time we think, I have a cold. Every time we think, I have a problem. Every time we name some condition which is not to our benefit, we say, well, there's some good in that. Well, there's some good coming out of that. There's some good from the experience that I had of being ill. I met a lot of new people. You don't need that. Don't ever say there's some good coming out of negative. For if I ever say there is some good coming out of negative, I am empowering the negative. I am empowering the unhappy experience that some good came out of. Good does not come out of negative, no matter how much we like to praise it and say that it does. Good does not come out of negative, never can, never will. It is contrary to the nature of good. Good only comes out of good. As I think good thoughts, as I live a good life, as I see a good world by my choice, as I look at everything in my world and call it good. Then so it is. I'm not calling the negative good. I'm calling everything good, because in my world there is no negative. In my world there is only a digression into truth. The digression may be away from the negative and into truth, into love, into wholeness, into goodness. And when I go into the wholeness and the goodness, then I am moving into the direction that brings about the results that are important to me. We allow ourselves so often, I allow myself so often, to think about things that are not beneficial to me. I think about money, and I say, how I'd like to have more money. Now, that's not beneficial to me. When I think about money, I think about all of the beautiful things that I have. I think about the happy heart that I have, the healthy body that I have, the wonderful relationships that I have. I think of the peace on earth. I think of the joy. I think of everything good, because there is only good in my world. There is only good in my life by my choice. And as we say, nothing happens by accident. Truly, nothing does happen by accident. Nothing happens by accident in our life. Everything happens by our choice, by our decision to put into motion some condition that brings about some situation that we like or we dislike. We can always put into motion conditions that we like. We can always put into motion conditions that make us happy, that make us feel wonderful, that make us feel very good. But what kind of a condition am I going to put in motion when I see something that does not turn me on? I immediately take my attention away from it, and I immediately say, all is in divine order. I immediately claim the truth about myself. I immediately know that I am the master. I know that all things that I say and all things that I am and all things that I do are good and very good. I do not allow 1 second of thought to dwell upon a condition that is negative or inharmonious. I am absolute master of myself. I am absolute master of every thought that goes through my mind. I'm absolute master of every word that comes out of my mouth. I am absolute master of it. And since I am absolute master of it, and since I choose to have everything be good and very good, then that is just the way it is. Truly, the world is wide open to me in every respect, to look at it and see how magical our mind is, to see how magical my mind is, to see how magical everything functions. And as I look at the world, as I look at life, as I look at circumstances, I think to myself, wow, how exciting, how wonderful. Scientists are thinking about how they can work with the brain. And they're thinking the brain is a very wonderful device. It's a very marvelous instrument. And scientists are marveling at the brain more and more every day at how spectacular it is. Your brain and my brain. And how the brain can utilize thought, and how the brain can utilize all of the reactions that it has to life. It looks so very exciting. It looks so very inviting. Now, the scientists are thinking about the brain, and in thinking about the brain, they're thinking about how the brain accomplishes the things that it does. How, when the brain allows itself to have vibrations that are inharmonious with it, the brain acts in a negative way. and how the brain, when it has harmonious vibrations, all of the beautiful concepts, all the beautiful ideas, the allness of the universe reveals itself through the brain as something glorious for us to use. Now, no matter what circumstance we may have in our life, no matter what experiences we may have had, right now we can begin to join hands with the scientists and talk about the brain and know about the brain and know how we are getting results from what we are putting forth into our thinking. The scientists say, well, let's see now. Is this a possibility? Is this a possibility? They're saying all of those things. Is this a possibility? And then they investigate the probability that that possibility could really be true. Now, you and I are doing that all the time. We are saying, I like me. And when we say, I like me, our body says, okay, I like me. That's a good idea. That's a good statement to say, I like me. That's a good attitude to have, I like me. And so the body begins to reflect that I like me attitude. And that's exactly what you are doing when you are thinking beneficial thoughts to yourself. The scientist thinks beneficial thoughts about his desire to know information. And as he does this, the information just sort of jumps right out and talks to him, jumps right out into his consciousness and says, yes, you're right, or no, you're wrong, or go this way, or go that way. And the scientist follows that. Now, they do that because this is their training. They do that because this is their direction for their attitude. Now, what about us? What is the direction for our attitude? What is the direction for our training? Is the direction for our training to go in whatever appearances happen to be around us, whatever appearances happen to be expressed by others, by our creation, true, but by our creation doing something in a negative way? No, we don't have to have that. We can instantly say, no. No, we don't say that. Just remember that. You don't say that. You don't say no. Because every time you say no, you're saying yes. You're saying yes to what you want to say no to. And you don't want to do that. So what you want to do, what I want to do, is to say yes to what I do want to experience. I have a headache. No, I don't want to say, yes, do I have a headache? I don't want to say, no, I don't have a headache. I want to say, my mind is relaxed and peaceful. I feel so at ease. I feel so wonderful. And as I speak words of that nature, my mind becomes peaceful, relaxed, and gentle. Now, if I could go through my entire life from beginning to end on this dimension, and be in a state of peace, would I consider myself to have a very wonderful experience? I would indeed. I would indeed. I would consider myself to have a very wonderful experience if I chose to live in peace this entire dimension. Now, can I? Oh, yes, I can. It's a matter of my choice. Do I want the excitement of the world, which could be all of its violence and all of its unhappiness and all of its activities that are sometimes not as delightfully rewarding as they could be? Do I want those things or do I not want those things? What do I want in my world? Well, whatever I want, that is what I'm getting by my thought. Okay, now the scientist thinks thoughts about knowing how to use the atom properly and how to understand the atom and how it functions and deeper into the atom's beingness. Now, you and I are made up of atoms. We are just a bunch of atoms. And these atoms are willing to act in any way that we want in our body. And if we tell these atoms, your original purity and integrity. You are your beautiful, undifferentiated self. And whatever I tell an undifferentiated Adam, it is going to be in my life. Now I tell the undifferentiated Adams in my being, you are beautiful, you are wonderful, you are fantastic, you are glorious, you are all intelligence, you are fantastic in every beautiful way. These undifferentiated Adams know no different than whatever I tell them. And so I tell them that they are good, and then they are good. I tell an Adam that it is not good, and then it says, okay, it doesn't make any difference to me whether I'm good or not good. Whatever you want me to be, I'll be. And if you want me to be not good, then I'll be not good. And how could anyone in their right mind ever want their Adams to be not good? So it's up to me, as I think about anything in my being, to say to myself, all is in divine order. All is operating to its highest and most beautiful expression. All is being that which I am right now. And that is what it is. All is being that which I am right now. I am that expression right now. I am that beingness right now. I am that. So I always keep in mind these undifferentiated atoms that are in my being, and they're just proliferating there by the zillions and trillions and quintillions beyond my imagination. And any one atom can be a master atom in my thought, and it can tell all the other atoms that I want perfection in my body, that I want perfection in my mind, I want perfection in my experiences, I want perfection in everything I do. And then the atoms don't even need to know what I mean by perfection, because I am my brain, and my brain already knows what I mean by perfection. And my brain brings forth the perfection that I think about, that I empower, that I believe in, that I put every word, every attitude, every speaking expression, thought expression, no matter what it is, I put it there. Now, I want to have, as we're speaking right now, a body of wholeness. I want to live in a body that is absolutely divine, absolutely perfect, absolutely wonderful. Now, I don't have to go so powerfully by saying absolutely, absolutely. I live in a body that is perfect. I live in a body that is ideal. I live in a body that expresses outwardly every idea I have about it inwardly. For it's through my thought system, it's through my brain, it's through how I think about myself and my body that my body is. And I can say my body is vital, dynamic, alive, vital, dynamic, alive, vital, dynamic, alive. I don't say youthful, because youthful is a condition, but vital, dynamic, alive is a universal condition, a universal application to me. And it does not cause my mind to think of age as young would cause my mind to think of age. And I am not well or sick because either causes my mind to think of a condition of goodness or badness. I am the ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am the wholeness. I am the goodness. I am the perfection. I am the allness. And that's all that matters. I am the allness, and that's all that matters. Do I want to be the allness? Do I want to be this expression of all that is beautiful and good? Do I want to have that? If I do, then every moment of my life, I think beneficial thoughts about myself. Every moment of my life, I think happy, joyful, wonderful thoughts about my life. Every moment of my life, I am thinking beautiful thoughts about my life. I think I'm happy. Yes, I do. I think I'm joyful. I think I'm surrounded by beautiful people and beautiful circumstances. I live in an ideal, my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My body is fired by the spirit within it. My body is ideal in every way. My body and my brain work harmoniously with my mind, with the universal mind of oneness, of allness, of perfection, with the universal mind of purity and goodness, with the universal mind of all that is. And I call this forth in my experience now. I call this forth in my experience. Now, it doesn't matter whether I am walking down the street, whether I'm at the grocery store, whether I'm going anywhere at all. It doesn't matter. I can be in my job. What is my job? Being myself and having fun. Now, whatever my employment is, I'm there, and I'm being myself and having fun, and I am surrounded by other beautiful people who are reflection of my purity and goodness. My employer is a fabulous being who recognizes my purity and goodness, because that's all I shine forth. And everything I do is a joy. Every work experience that I have is a joy. Every activity I'm engaged in is a joy. I sit at my computer and I let my fingers dance over the computer. It's a joy. My fingers are nimble and quick. My fingers are nimble and quick as a baby child whose fingers go dancing along and doing whatever they do. I am ideal. I am the ideal person. I am the ideal being now. What do I think of as the ideal person? Well, in my sitting at my computer, I know my keys. I know what every key does, and I have it do it perfectly. I know what even the program keys do, and I know everything. I speak about this often because this is part of my game. I write books, I write articles, I write the gist, I do these things, and as I do them, my fingers just dance over the keyboard to bring forth the ideas that I want to share with everyone in my world. And why do people read the gist at all? Why do people read my books at all? Why do people listen to my talks at all? Because I am a reflection of them, because they are a reflection of me. We are mutually enjoyable one to the other. And as we are wonderful. Yes, everything I do, everything I say, everything I think is a free-flowing openness of the magnificence of all good, of all knowledge, of all life. It's a free-flowing openness. And that free-flowing openness reveals all sorts of beautiful, good, fantastic things. Now, it sort of tickles me as I look at the internet and I see all of these beautiful conditions coming through there. And I see doctors, lawyers, Indians, chiefs, all coming up with beautiful concoctions, beautiful things that will improve one's health, that will improve the condition of the body, that will improve all of the things that this body is going through. And these are all outward things. These are all things that take some sort of medicines or some sort of vitamins or some sort of a pill. And as I see them, I think to myself, Now, that's the step that we are at. We're at the, so to speak, the pill step. And as we enter into the pill step, we think that the pill is going to do wonderful things for us. And then we go to the doctor, and the doctor prescribes a pill for us, and we feel, no, that pill is not going to work. That pill is not going to do what it is told to do. And so we find the pill does not do what it's told to do. It does not go contrary to what our mental attitude is. And the pill doesn't work. And then somebody else comes along, and they say to us, wow, you're a fine-looking person. My goodness, you are so filled with beautiful ideas. It's a joy to talk to you. You're just so exciting. You're so wonderful. You're so marvelous. And with all that enthusiasm, we sort of float to the ceiling. With all that enthusiasm, whatever may have been a problem we were experiencing moments before is now gone. We forget our broken leg, we forget our cancer, we forget all of these things that tried to drag us down. We forget them. You say, but they come back, they come back. Yes, they come back. And they come back because we give them attention coming back. If our attention were so pure and so perfect, we can say to the pills, they don't work, and they don't work. We can say to things, they do work, and they do work. So what do you want to do? Do you want to take a pill? Do you want to take a pill that says you're going to get well, you're going to overcome this condition? Or do you want to speak your word? Do you want to think your thought? Do you want to live in the consciousness of wholeness, of goodness, of purity, of truth? That's what we can do. You see, we're being trained by the physical world around us that let's try this, let's try that, let's try the other thing. We've come up with more diseases and more problems in our life over the years than we ever had before. Perhaps we just didn't have names for these things, but more likely the condition, the disease, wasn't even utilized previously. And now we're utilizing it. And you say, who would want to utilize a disease? Well, you do. I do. We do. Anyone who has a disease is utilizing it. Now, can we turn on the powerhouse of the universe, the magical atoms within us that are so strong, so wonderful, so complete, and they will just wash into our system the truth about us, that we are whole and perfect. They wash into our system the reality that because we think positive thoughts, because we live in a positive world, because we have a joyful attitude, we have wholeness. Now, do you want to have wholeness? Do you want to have this positive way of living? Do you want this to be yours? If you do, then it's a matter of you taking your choice and taking your attitude and bringing it about. Now, do you want to bring it about? Do you want to have it be something close and powerful in your world? Do you want to have it be who you are? Oh, that is a good question, isn't it? It's a very good question, because when we realize, like the scientists do, that the atoms in our body, the atoms in our mind, the atoms that are everywhere, all basically undifferentiated, all never knowing exactly what they're supposed to do, waiting for us to give them input, waiting for us to tell them what to do. And then we blame it on the pills, we blame it on the doctors, we blame it on conditions that society has brought. Can we live in a clean society? Can we live in a pure society? We put people who are subject to diseases into clean rooms. We put them into a clean environment so that they will not have to suffer the hay fevers and the other things that they get. And really, a mental clean room is what we can create for ourselves. Because the clean room merely means it's a room in which you only have pure, beautiful thoughts. It's a room in which you only have your ideal being expressed. It's a room in which you, as the ideal being, are being yourself and having fun. Now, can you do that? Can you be yourself and have fun? Can you be the fulfillment of everything that is good and beautiful right now? Can you? And the answer is definitely yes. Scientists are showing the way. We are learning the way. We want to look for a pill that'll take care of things rather than changing our thinking, changing our thought. We keep putting into our mind and into our body and into our world things that are not good. We call the food we eat as good or not good. We call it clean or not clean. We put the drinks into our body that are beneficial or not beneficial to us. We do everything we can to weaken the structure of ourselves. It's not what goes into the mouth, but what comes out that makes all the difference in the world. It's our thoughts, it's our actions, it's our way of believing in ourselves that makes all the difference in the world. That makes all the difference in anything we are. We are the creator of our world from the inside. We are the creator of our life from the inside. We are the creator of everything from the inside. There is no outside. There is no otherness. There is no beingness that says to us that we are whatever we are. There is only the inner self. There's only the inner wisdom. There's only the inner life. Who are you? Are you the inner life? Are you the inner being? Are you the inner self? Who are you? Are you that which you are? Or are you something that you'd like to be? Our thoughts carry us wherever we want to go. Our thoughts deliver us in any environment that we want to be. Our thoughts are so wonderful. I tell people, use affirmations. Use affirmations. You don't understand how the affirmation works. None of us do. We don't understand how it is telling our inner self what it is we want. We use the affirmation of saying I'm sick or I'm unhappy. We use that all too readily. And in the same light, we can use the affirmation that says, I'm whole and perfect. I am the ideal. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, body. I am ideal. I am ideal. And as we have these affirmations, as we put these concepts into motion in our being, as we teach our undifferentiated stem cells that are throughout our body and throughout our life and throughout, they are the atoms of our being. The stem cells of our being, eagerly awaiting our instruction, eagerly awaiting whatever we have to say. They're born new every moment of our life, billions and billions every moment of our life, just waiting for instruction of who we are. Why does a scar return to the same place on the skin of our body? Because we have empowered it to be there. When we say to the skin, you are whole and perfect, you are beautiful, you are wonderful, the scar will not reform. The skin will reform itself into its original purity and integrity. And as the skin reveals itself in its original purity and integrity, then everything is a pure delight. Everything is magnificent. Everything is going in just the direction we want it to go, being in just the direction we want it to be, and we are now experiencing the allness that we are. We're getting results when we digress from the habit pattern that we set up for ourselves. We have the habit pattern that we set up for ourselves that says, we have problems in our world, and we have dislikes in our world, and we have unhappinesses in our world. We don't have to empower those thoughts, those conditions, those attitudes one little bit, because it all takes place inside of ourselves. We can sit quietly and we can say to ourselves, I like me, I like me, I like me. We can sit quietly and say to ourselves, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. We can sit quietly and say to ourselves, this is a great world. This is a world filled with power and glory and joy. This is a world filled with beauty. This is a world filled with every glorious thing right now. As we say that, as we empower that, as we reveal that from within, the world we live in will be the absolute reflection of whatever that is. Because right now, the world is a reflection of our thinking. And if our world is good, our thinking is good. If our world has anything negative in it, it's our thinking that makes it negative. And we can, this moment, change from that negative thinking to positive thinking in any area of our life, whether it's in our immediate activity, in our home, in our community surrounding us, or whether it's in the world, or whether it's in the atmosphere, whether it's in the stratosphere, whether it's in the outer space, whether it is beyond anything we could ever dream of knowing about. It is all coming forth only from our thinking, only from our thought. It's all coming forth only from who and what we are. Do you know who you are? If you look around you, you have a good idea. Do you know who you can be? If you look within you and claim the truth about yourself, that you are whole and perfect now, you are a beautiful being now, you are complete now, you are the ideal now, you are fulfilled now. Being fulfilled now and being the ideal now are beyond anything we could ever dream of happening, because this is the truth about us. This is the reality about us. This is where we are going, who we are, and why we are so wonderful. Today, put this cause in motion for yourself. Put this experience in motion for yourself. Put this realization in motion for yourself. And as you put this cause, this realization, in motion for yourself today, all things work out to your highest and your best. All things work out to whatever it is you're thinking about. All things flow forth in your life from that inner center within you, from that inner source within you, from that inner love within you. When you can live your life in unconditional love, your world is totally unconditional love. When you can live your thought system, this is in your thought, I am whole and perfect, then your world and everyone in it are whole and perfect. When you can be the master of your inner self, then there's nothing to be master of on the outer, because it is a reflection of that mastership that you have of your inner self, and your outer self is that pure reflection of who that inner self is and who that inner self always will be. This is a claim that we can make. This is a reality that we can follow. This is a life that we can live. But it's a life we live by choice, knowing that whatsoever our inner is, so is our outer. Whatsoever thoughts we think, these are the revelations of our life. And when we live a life filled with beautiful, glorious, fantastic, and powerful thoughts, then that's just what our world is, a world of beautiful, glorious, fantastic thoughts and wholeness right now. Claim this for yourself and let it be your reality right now, just like it is mine.